The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Discuss some stuff that I have noticed over the last, I'd say probably, I want to say the past couple of months. And this has actually got brought up in many topics of discussion just privately with myself and many of my friends and my family, and even in our church circles and whatnot. And that's the topic of, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Have you noticed, am I the only one who has noticed how many people have been dying lately? Have you noticed how many people are dying? It is like, and we know that, look, we know statistically people die every single day and a certain amount of people die every day. But I'm telling you guys, I'm talking about celebrities, musicians, famous people, church folk in our, that we know in our churches, people in our families, neighbors, workplaces. I'm telling you, it's like every week, bam, bam, bam. You drive by funeral homes, it's full. You turn on the television, this musician's dead. This musician died. This young person mysteriously dropped dead. This young person mysteriously died for what unknown causes, still investigating, still doing an autopsy, still doing further research. Now, look, I already knew when I got into this where this would probably lead. I'm fully aware of speculations, of assumptions. So because of the nature of this content, and because we want to be, we want to use wisdom, and we want to be able to keep the broadcast up. That's the freedom of when you come on here live on Facebook, people can have discussions amongst each other. So I'm not going to sit here and dogmatically say it's X or Y, or it's this or that, that is causing this, or that it's the lead to this, but I will say it is very intriguing and interesting that this is happening. And by the way, guys, if you think this is just some kind of a conspiracy, that we're just all conspiring and it's nothing new and it's always happened, and we're just noticing it because of the era of media and because of television and because of the age of information. Well, according to even one author and speaker picked it up, Michael Snyder, who we frequently share a lot of his content here on End Time Headlines. We shared one of his articles on our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. And before I get into that, I want to give you a verse of scripture, because, of course, we want to show you from a biblical perspective. I want to show you something out of the book of James, chapter 4, verses 13 and 15. This is what, again, this is out of the book of James. And listen to what it says. Come now, you who say today or tomorrow we will go and do such and such city and spend a year there, and we're going to buy and we're going to sell and we're going to make a profit. In other words, tomorrow we're going to do this, and next month we're going to go on vacation, and we're going to go to Disneyland, and then we're going to go see mama and daddy, and we're going to go see grandpa, and then we're going to go do this. We're going to do all, we got all these things lined up, and we all do it, guys, all of us. But listen to this in verse 14 of James 4. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor which appears for a little time and then it vanishes away. I'm going to say that again. Our life, and I'll talk to you a little bit more about the Bible graphics, scripture that tells you what the average lifespan is. What is our life? The writer of James says it is even a vapor. It's like a mist. It's like a cloud. It's like a fog. that appears for a little time. And here in the state of Georgia, we get a lot of fog a lot of time because it'll get really cold in the morning. And then by the time, so you start out with a sweatshirt in the morning when you go to work, or you get up in the morning, and by the time you get to lunchtime, you're peeling off a layer of clothing because it's already warmed up, the sun has come out. And because of this shift of atmosphere and temperature, many times it causes a lot of fog and condensation, and and the visibility is very hard to see in the mornings when you travel. So I think about this when it says a vapor. It's here for a little while, but then it vanishes. It goes away. And the writer says, this is like our lives here on earth. Whether you live, we don't know. We're born. Some of us have little time in human terms. Some of us get a lot of time. We don't know the sovereignty of God. We don't understand all that. That is above, this is a phrase, excuse me, but it's above my pay grade. I am not God. But listen to what he says. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or do that. Now, I've heard this verse all my life of my years of serving the Lord, but never has this been more prominent than it has in the last couple of months. I mean, it seriously, when I have seen what's been going on, it's like, listen, if you're listening to this today, you're watching this today live or by the rebroadcast of this, you need to thank God that you are still here and that he still has a purpose for you. Your heart is still beating. You're still breathing air. Blood is still coursing through your veins because he's not done with you. And he still has a plan for you still being here. And listen, I don't know about you, but I thank God for that because I've had COVID. I understand what it's like to have the spirit of fear come on you. I've been sick with other things in my life, and the spirit of fear come into your room, come into your bedroom, come into the midnight hour and wrap its hands around your throat and try to choke the life out of you. I remember when my mother died of cancer back in 2005. I was laying in bed one night, a couple of days after she had passed, and the enemy just like, I felt a spirit of fear come into that room and try and looked at me and try to tell me, and it was whispering lies to me and tell me, you're next. You're going to go just like she did. And I had to, something on the inside of me, come on somebody, had to rise up and rebuke that spirit of fear and said, no, devil, you don't have the authority to take my life unless God gives you the approval. Unless he permits it and it's my time to go, I'm not going anywhere until I finish my race. Come on somebody. But let me go back to this topic. Michael Snyder wrote a piece, and it's emphasizing what we're talking about. And listen to the headline here. Let me see if I can pull it up. In fact, I've got the PowerPoint for it. Let me pull it up here. New data from life insurance companies confirmed that Americans are dying in unusually large numbers. Let me read that again. New research, new information, new data from life insurance companies confirm, in other words, they're agreeing with our speculation, our assumptions. Is there a lot of people dying? Because it seems like it. Well, new research from life insurance companies is confirming that Americans. Now, this is just America, guys. This is not outside of America, but I suspect this is probably going even outside of America, are dying in unusually large numbers. Let me read a little bit about from this article. In the article, Michael Snyder points out that unless you've been living in a cave for the past 12 months, you already know and you already see and you already understand that old people, young people, famous people, and countless other hardworking Americans that make up the backbone of our economy are passing away. They're dying. In this piece, he puts that he has been warning through articles and through research and through blogs that there has been a great mystery of missing workers. You guys remember that? There's been this whole this speculation on where are all these workers going? Are they all quitting? Are they all getting better positions? Are they all getting promotions? Are they at home living on government assistance? Some yes, some yes, some yes, and some yes. But could it be something deeper? For the very first time in U.S. history, we have a severe shortage of able-bodied workers, and this is one of the largest reasons why we are facing an unprecedented supply chain crisis today. Millions of Americans that were working prior to the pandemic seem to have, quote, disappeared from the system. And now we know through this confirmation, and I'm about to read that to you, that many of them have actually died. Earlier, back in, let's see, I want to say December, January, there was an article that we reported on our main website. Again, it was from several sources, but Michael Snyder cited some of these sources in another article he did. And he talked about a large life insurance company based out of the state of Indiana announced that the death rate for working age individuals covered by their policies was, listen to this startling number, was up 40% from pre-pandemic levels. Let me say that again. The number of the death rate of working age people covered by their policies. Now, this is just one company based out of Indiana. Reported death rates up 40% from pre-pandemic levels. Quote, the head of an Indianapolis-based insurance company, One America, said the death rate is up a stunning 40% from pre-pandemic levels among working age people. Quote, we are seeing right now the highest death rates we have seen in the history of our business. Not just as One America, the company's CEO, Scott Davison, said during an online news conference this week that, quote, the data is consistent across every player in that business. Whoa. So again, this is not just this one company that's reporting this. He's saying, quote, this is consistent across the board. In fact, he went on to say that a 40% increase in a single calendar year is, quote, and I quote, is unheard of. Quote, just to give you an idea of how bad that is, a 3 sigma or a 1 in 200 year catastrophe would be a, guys, this is stunning. I want to read this really slow because I want this to soak in how, again, have you noticed a lot of people have died lately? Well, listen to this quote. According to, again, this is date. This is from this One America company, the CEO, Scott Davison. This is what he said, quote, and this guy knows what he's talking about when it comes to these numbers, because this is what he deals with the insurance. Just to give you an idea of how bad this is, 40% increase in one calendar year. Ready? A 3 sigma or a 1 in 200 year catastrophe would only be a 10% increase over pre-pandemic. So 40%. So this is 4 times the amount of a 200 year catastrophe. What is going on? Is this many people dying of COVID? Or is there something else at play? Again, I'm going to report, you decide. Why? Why don't you just come out and say what you really want to say? Because I want the broadcast to remain open. We want to get the information out. Okay? So you and your family and your friends and your coworkers can have this discussion tomorrow at lunch, and you can bring up our podcast and talk about it. But of course, quote, it was going to be extremely important for other life insurance companies to confirm that such a dramatic shift was indeed taking place. And now that is beginning to happen. According to a report from Reuters, the amount of money paid out by global life insurance companies absolutely skyrocketed during the first three quarters of last year in 2021. Quote, here's the quote from Reuters, quote, the global life insurance industry was struck with reported claims due to COVID-19 of $5.5 billion in the first 9 months of 2021 versus $3.5 billion for the whole of 2020. According to insurance broker Howden, in a report on January 4th, while the industry had expected lower payouts due to the rollout of vaccines, quote, we definitely paid out more than I anticipated at the beginning of last year, said Hanover Re board member Claus Miller. Now, I'm going to read this from Michael Snyder. Quote, let's assume that claims in the fourth quarter of 2021 came in at the same pace as the first three quarters of 2021. That would add another $1.83 billion, and it would give us a grand total of an astonishing, staggering, and chilling number of $7.33 billion for the calendar year. So basically, the amount of money that global life insurance companies will pay out for the year 2021 will be approximately double what they paid out for the previous year of 2020. Needless to say, according to Michael Snyder, this suggests that the death rate for those covered by such policies roughly doubled. In this same article, it was reported that one life insurance company actually had its claims in the Americas more than triple during the third quarter. Where? In America. According to the report, in America, there was the third quarter were $111 million up from $31 million a year previously. Again, not normal, guys, and chilling. Claims for MetLife and Prudential also rose, but they did not disclose specific numbers. Things that make you go, Interestingly, an entire separate investigation by the Epoch Times also recently revealed that deaths were unusually high in 2021. They analyzed death certificate data from the CDC, and they came to the conclusion that the number of deaths among Americans ages 18 to 49 years of age, quote, increased more than 40% in 12 months ending October 2021 compared to the same period in 2018 to 2019. So again, it seems like, according to these reports anyway, and I'm only reporting to you what I'm given, they seem to put the focal point on the virus as the as the culprit, as the scapegoat. Again, I'm not undermining this. I'm not saying that, because there, I know a lot of people, guys, personally, that has died of COVID. So I'm not saying that it's not true. What I'm saying is, again, let me go back to the beginning. The observation of the amount of people that are passing away and dying. I'm talking about young people, guys, in their 20s and in their 30s. There was an article, I just read an article, last week? It said one of the stars of that show, The Bachelor. Yeah, The Bachelor. He was a former one of the former contestants on there. He was only in his 30s, guys, and he mysteriously dropped dead. And unless they've come out with new information, they still don't know why he died. And this is just one of many, of many, and many, and many of people that just mysteriously just dropping like flies. Americans are dying in enormous numbers, and that trend is almost certainly going to continue through the coming year, unfortunately. Now, listen, I know this sounds grim, but and I knew that it would. So we have purposely, and I'm going to show you these in a minute, I pulled up some scriptures that I'm going to pull up on the screen for you guys visually. I'll read these on podcast. I want you to memorize these scriptures. I want you to print them out. I want you go and just type them in, print them out, get used to them, memorize them, quote them, cite them, pray over them, meditate on them. Why? Because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Come on. I want everybody to say that again. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. So let me give you another article that came out. And we shared this one on our website too. A new report came out that more young adults are developing gastrointestinal cancers, leaving doctors puzzled. More and more young men and women are developing gastrointestinal cancers, according to a new troubling new study. Even more concerning, as a team from Flinders University says scientists and doctors still don't know why this is happening. Really? I mean, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a physician, but come on, I could probably, you know, now on this, I'm going to take a little bit of I'm going to take a little shot at this because this is something different. But where can we start? GMOs, additives, artificial sweeteners, growth hormones, glyphosate, chemicals. I mean, the list goes on, guys. I mean, seriously, we're talking about America here. Most of America eats out of a box. All their meals come out of boxes, come out of cans, come out of packages, comes out of bags. The amount of people that don't eat fresh fruits and vegetables is astonishing. So is this really that shocking of a report? And I'm not saying that those were indefinitely the causes of this, but I'm pretty sure that it is a factor in a lot of it. According to the report, ages 18 to 50, there is a huge increase of gastrointestinal cancers over the last three decades. In fact, I know somebody personally that died 3 years ago of colon cancer, and he was only 23 years of age. Now, granted, the guy ate tons and tons of red meat and processed meats. And it's known information out there, guys. They have linked a lot, and I don't want to talk about diets and all that stuff because I'll bore you to tears because I'm not a dietitian by any means. But I'm just saying, guys, there's some things that are just common sense. You can't eat steak for breakfast and hamburger for lunch and pork chops for dinner and expect there not to be repercussions. Hello. I learned that the hard way in my own journey of my health. The trend observed in the young cohort of his esophageal, stomach, colon, and rectum and pancreatic cancer cases were not mirrored in older individuals ages over 50. So that's what's astonishing about this. It's happening in much younger patients. So again, these are factoring in, guys. The death rates are increasing. People are dying younger. more people seem, there's an unusual number of people dying week after week after week after week. I mean, what, just this week, just in the past 3 days, you had the rock singer Meatloaf die. You had a famous comedian die. And then we could go by, Betty White died. You had, I can't think of all these right off the top of my head, but you had Bob Saget died. You had reality television stars die, several of them. You had athletes die. And that doesn't even count the people that we know personally in our circles and our communities and in our jobs and our families. It's just the spotlight goes on the famous people because they have more notoriety. But the bottom line is there is an unusual number of people that are dying. So what do we as believers do about this? How do we cope with the spirit of fear? Because it's going to come knocking at your door. It is impossible to watch this, see this, observe this, and see all this happening, and the enemy not come try to knock on the door of your mind and the door of your heart and try to whisper lies and deception to you and try to get you to come into agreement with the spirit of death. Well, I pulled up some scripture. Again, I'm going to leave these up here because I want you to, and I know this is small, and I apologize for that, but this, I'll give you the scriptures for you guys that are listening to the podcast of this. Write this down. Memorize these scriptures. Ready? Here's one. Exodus 15:26. Quote, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all of its statutes, his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. And that word right there where it says, I will put none. In the Hebrew, it's I will permit none. I will permit none of the diseases on you which I brought or permitted or allowed to come upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. Right there, he's saying, I am Jehovah Rapha, the Hebrew name of the Lord, our healer. That's Exodus 15:26. Here's another one, guys. Exodus 23:25. These are promises. These are promises that I pray over myself, that I pray over my family, I pray over my children. So you shall serve the Lord your God. This is Exodus 23:25. And he will bless your bread and your water. Quote, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Come on, somebody. That's Exodus 23:25. Proverbs 10:27. Again, Proverbs 10:27. The fear of the Lord prolongs days. It does what? It prolongs days. The fear of the Lord. But the years of the wicked shall be shortened. That's Proverbs 10:27. Psalms 90:10. Psalms 90:10. The days of our lives are 70 years. And if by reason of strength, they are 80 years. So listen, if you've got family members that have surpassed 70 years and they're in their 80 years, 85 years, 82, 87, 89. God has permitted them to live by reason of strength. He's got a purpose for them. I'll talk more about that in just a second when I close this broadcast. Listen, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. So again, we know here by Psalms 90:10. Now again, in the beginning of the flood, it was 120. But then after the flood, the year, and this is common knowledge, guys, our lifespan has decreased over the years. Why? Oh my gosh, do we really want to open that can of worms of why our lifespans have increased? We touched on it a little bit in this broadcast. Look at the stuff they're putting in our food. Look at the stuff that's in our water. Look at the stuff that is added to it. Look at how we eat as Americans. Look at our lifestyles. Look at, and it goes on and on and on. Stuff that we're putting in our bodies. Hello. Psalms 90, verse 10. All right. Now here's another one. Psalms 91, 16. I love this scripture. With long life. Come on, somebody say, with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. That's Psalms 91, 16. And then finally, and guys, there's more scriptures than this. I just gave you these six verses of scripture because, again, it's a little bit smaller in number, but they're powerful scriptures. But there is a whole lot more. Go and search them out. Get them. Put them in your prayer guide. Put them in your journal. Quote them, cite them, meditate on them, pray them out loud over your family. That's what we do. And then finally, Psalms 118, 17. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. That's Psalms 118, verse 17. Now I'm getting ready to pray with some folks here. But one of the questions I get asked all the time, and I have asked the Lord this question, how is it that many times we see a good, we know of, and we've met them personally, we know them, good, righteous individual who's serving God, who loves God, and it seems like their card was pulled early. They went on to be with the Lord early, young. And then we all know somebody like my stepdad, who was in his 80s, who smoked every day of his life, drank hard liquor every day of his life, blasphemed the name of the Lord every day of his life, was an agnostic, atheist, whatever. He went back and forth one week, depending on what week you talked to him. One week he believed there was a God, but he didn't think it was the God that we understand and that we know. And then the next week he talked to him, he said there is no God. So he was going back and forth. Come on, y'all know people like that. They're in your family. You work with them. They're your neighbor. And they're wicked people. They're racist. They've got a lot of hate. They're violent. They're blasphemers. They have no fear of God. And it's like they live to be in their 80s. And then the guy over here that is doing everything right, he dies at 25 years of age of some kind of freak cancer that's so rare that that it's unbelievable that he died of it. I struggled with that, guys, personally. Because this hits home for me. I had a dear friend of mine who was 23 years of age. I had the privilege of leading him to the Lord. He had a wife. He had a young daughter, and I'm talking young. He had only been saved for about a year, and we became very close friends. I took him under my wing. I discipled him. I poured out into him. I loved him. He became a dear brother of mine. And then when he was 23 years of age, he got diagnosed with stage 4 lymphoma cancer. I watched him dwindle, just wither away in a hospital. We prayed over him. We fasted over him. We decreed over him. We declared over him. We pleaded the blood of Jesus over him. We brought faith. We brought hope. We did everything right. But he still died and went on to be with the Lord. Now, then you have my stepfather who raised me because my real dad abandoned me when I was a young kid. And my stepdad stepped into that role, and he was an alcoholic. He was very verbal, verbally abusive. He stepped into that role, and like it or not, he became my father. That was my role model growing up. That's all I knew. He, like I said, in the terms of the Bible, biblically, scripturally, he was not a righteous man. He would be, according to the Bible, a wicked man, a perverse man, a blasphemer, an adulterer. But watch this. He lived all the way into his 80s. And at his deathbed, I had been planting seeds in his heart the last 5 years that he was alive. I kept witnessing to him. I kept loving on him. I kept sharing the gospel with him. I kept letting my light so shine before him that he may see my works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. I was doing everything right and planting the seed and watering the seed. And then on his very deathbed, God gave the increase. And I believe with all of my heart, he gave his heart to the Lord. You, for many of our normal subscribers, viewers, listeners, you've heard me talk about this whole story. It's in another podcast. I don't have time to go into great detail on that, but God opened the door for me to be at his bedside, lead him to the Lord right before he died. He went on to be with the Lord. And when it was all said and done and the dust settled, I had a one-on-one conversation with the Lord in my prayer. And I asked him this question: why is it that I see over and over again young people that love you, that are serving you, that are doing everything right, and they want to do everything right, and many of them are, it's almost like they're being plucked up and being taken out before they even reach 70 years of age. And yet you've got people like this guy who's in his 80s, and he's lived a long, full life of totally not serving you, blaspheming your name, and a wicked lifestyle. And I'm telling you, as clear as I am sitting here today, rather, I heard the Lord speak to me. And you know what he said to me? He quoted scripture to me. Here's what he said: I am not slack concerning my promises, as some count slackness. But I am long suffering, and will that none perish and all come to repentance. Whew, man, I felt something when I said that right there. That all come to repentance and to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I will that none perish and all come to the saving knowledge. And the Lord revealed to me right there the reason why there is folks in your family, at your job, your neighbors, whatever, you know them, you know how wicked they are, and they have lived a long life. It's because of God's mercy, and because you are praying for them and you are interceding for them. Because let me tell you, friend, over 10 years before that man, referring to my stepfather, 10 years before he died, for a solid 10 years, I would cry out to the Lord and I said, God, have mercy on his soul. Don't let him die and go to hell. Don't let him slip into eternity without knowing you. Whatever it takes, let there be an opportunity for him to accept the gospel. And I'm telling you, friend, he is slow to anger. He is quick to mercy. Come on. He is willing that none perish and all come to repentance and to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Come on, there is some people in your life. There are some people that you have influence over, that you are in proximity with, that you have connections with. They need to thank God for you, because the only reason that they're alive and that they're still breathing and their heart is still beating in their chest and they should have been dead a long time ago in some car accident, some overdose, drunk themselves to death, their organs fail, whatever the case may be, they should have been dead a long time ago. But you, come on, and I have been standing in the gap and making up the hedge and praying for them. Oh, can I share something else real quick? I don't want to take a lot of your time on this Sunday night, but I want to share something else real quick. Come on. Listen, y'all don't even need to watch the Rams and the Tampa Bay game. It's over. I'm pretty sure that Tampa Bay has probably lost that game. But anyway, we're going to move on from that. But here's what I want to say. Let me share one more story with you real quick. After my stepfather passed, several years went by, and this was recent, guys. This was several years ago, because he has four brothers that are all of them not serving God. One of them has already died. He has three brothers left. And I remember I had a dream about 3 years ago. I had a dream, and I was at a desk, and I was sitting here like this, and my stepfather was sitting on the other side of the desk. And in the dream, I look at him, and he's standing in front of me, again, right across from me, and he's got a book open like this in front of him. And I'm not permitted to see what's in the book because I was only able to focus on him. And in the dream, he's crying, and tears are falling down from his eyes, from his face, and they're falling on this book. And he's weeping. And I remember that was all there was to the dream. And I woke up and I said, Lord, because I was disturbed by the dream. And I said, God, what is it? What did that mean? And the Lord revealed to me, he spoke to me, said, you are the only one that is interceding for his three sons. I said, brothers, I meant to say sons. He had four sons. One of them's died. He has three sons left. I said brothers because they were my brother-in-laws. Okay, brother-in-laws. And the Lord spoke to me and said, he has three. At that time, there was four. He said, he has four sons, and you are the only one that is interceding for them. And I knew what it meant. And I was like, my Lord, and it hit me. I have got to intercede for them because nobody else is interceding for them because there's nobody else in his family that's serving God. Because I'm telling you, he came from a whole family of atheists and agnostics. And I said, God, I have to continue to intercede for them. And so I begin to call out their names. And to this day, I still have to call out their names and pray for them and intercede for them. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, this is going to hit home for you. Yes, people are dying. In fact, I want to read something to you. I want to read, this went out on Facebook by a particular minister, and it's irrelevant to name who it was, but I personally know this pastor who relayed this information. So I know this is legit. But one pastor revealed that over 400 pastors from different churches have died just in the state of Michigan in the past 2 years. Let that soak in. 400 pastors in the past 2 years in one denomination have lost over 450 alone. So again, I don't need to keep confirming to you that a lot of people are dying, guys. A lot of the generals of the faith are going on to be with the Lord. A lot of prophecy teachers are gone on to be with the Lord. There's not many prophecy teachers left as far as the older generation goes. And then you have my generation, which is the next generation down. And then from me, you go to my son's age. And this is the generations. That's why I've been pouring into my son and telling him how important prophecy is and eschatology and study the end time, because he's not going to be ignorant of the times and seasons in which we're in on my watch. He's not going to be. So here's again. So I want to close with this, guys. We're going to pray. Write those scriptures down. Memorize those scriptures. Decree over those scriptures. Pray those scriptures out. Declare them over your family, declare them over yourself. And for heaven's sake, friend, lift up your families, your husbands, your spouses, your neighbors. You could be the only one interceding for them. You could be the only one that is bombarding heaven. And they could be literally in the balance between heaven and hell, and you are like Moses when God was about to wipe out the children of Israel, and Moses stood in the gap, and he says, if you're going to take them out, you're going to take me out. And Moses stood in the gap and made up the hedge and interceded for those people. Come on, we got to be like Moses and intercede for our family, intercede for our children, intercede for our parents, intercede for our grandparents, intercede for, come on, our neighbors and our friends and our coworkers and those around us that we care for. So let me pray for you guys real quick, and then we're going to give you some information on our ministry. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that this word, I know this is a sobering word tonight, and it's a strong word. But God, it is a must word. And Lord, we need to know what's going on. We need to be informed of what's going on, because we know, according to the book of John, verse 10, or chapter 10, verse 10, it says, the thief cometh not but to kill, steal, and destroy. But you said that you've come that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. So, Father, we declare those scriptures. We declare those promises over our lives, over, Lord, over me and my family. Come on, and over you and your family. We declare that we shall live and not die, and we shall declare the works of the Lord our God. We declare that we shall go to the grave in an old and full age and live to see our children's children. Lord, I declare Psalms 90 verse 16, with long life, you will satisfy us and show us the joy of our salvation. I declare, Lord, I come into agreement with 3 John verse 2, that you, beloved above all things, that you will that we prosper and that we be in health, even as our soul prospers. Now, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the spirit of fear off of your life, off of your family, off of your mind, off of your heart, off of your spirit. I command it its power. I command its grip, and I command its influence to be broken off of our families in Jesus' name. For the Lord our God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And I thank you, Father God, that, Lord, that we shall redeem the days in which you have given us. May we invest those days, invest those years, invest those hours into the kingdom. Now, Lord, we stand in the gap and we make up the hedge for any family member that's represented tonight, either through the live broadcast or the rebroadcast of this. If there's anybody listening, anybody watching today, and you have loved ones in your family, loved ones at your workplace, loved ones in your neighborhood, or somehow connected to you, friendships, acquaintances, whatever the case may be, they are ungodly, they are unregenerate, they are not right with you, they are maybe even backslidden, they're blasphemers, they're adulterers, they're wicked, they're abominable unto you, oh God. Lord, we intercede for them. We plead the blood of Jesus over them today. Satan, we declare that you shall not have a single one of them in Jesus' name. We declare they're coming into the kingdom. We declare that they're saved. We declare that they're redeemed. We declare that they're restored unto the faith in Jesus' name. We declare every chain, every shackle, every bondage, every addiction be broken off of them right now in the authority of Jesus' name. We declare that they shall not die before their time. Satan, we declare to you tonight that you're defeated. Death is defeated. Death, hell, and the grave has been stripped of your authority, and all power has been given unto the Lord. For the Lord said, he is the life and the resurrection. If any man lives, he lives unto him. If any man dies, he shall never live. If he dies, he shall live eternally. We thank you, Lord, today. We decree it today. And I declare peace today. This surpasses all understanding. Why? Because you promised it, God, and you said it could happen. And we receive your promises that are yes and amen. And to those that believe in Jesus' name, and all God's people, come on, across the airwaves, across the video stream of this, and everywhere, and anyone who's listening today, I want you to give God a great big amen, a great big so be it, and it shall be done in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody. So again, guys, thank you for coming on today, or tonight rather. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main website. That's going to be our landing page. You can find us there. Again, if you've not downloaded our free app, it is available on Apple. It's available on Android. By the way, wanted to give you guys on Android a quick update. We posted this on our Facebook page, but in case you're not listening by or watching by Facebook and you have the app and you've noticed some bugs or some hiccups with it when you're watching the video streams of our podcast, our video team or our tech team has already worked this out and they've submitted the fix on that. So that should come on the next Android update of our app. So that should be getting corrected and fixed. I know several of you guys had emailed me about that happening. That should be getting fixed. That should be getting resolved. If you don't have the app yet, again, it's free and it's available on whatever store your device is through, Apple or Android. You can get into your hands. Hit yes to push notifications, be notified of all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as our podcast when they're available. As soon as these podcasts are done and we edit them and we upload them to our YouTube channel, Rumble channel, you guys get a push notification on the app. You're the first one that gets notified. It goes right to you and you can click on it and you can watch and you can listen at your leisure. So again, it's available at the app. Get it today. While it's free and we don't plan on charging you for it. So again, there's no excuse to not get it. It doesn't take up a lot of data or anything like that. And as always, guys, we want to give you an opportunity. If you have not prayed about becoming a monthly supporter and partner of our ministry, you can do that two different ways. You can give electronically, again, through the main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, or through the app. It's real easy to do. Go to the bottom of the app, right there where it says donate. There's a little red heart. Just click on that heart right there where it says donate, and it's going to take you to a page you can give electronically. If you wish to get by check or money order, you can do that simply by making out that check or money order to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. As always, guys, we thank you so much for taking the time tonight or today or whenever you watch this to come on here and be a part of these broadcasts. Tomorrow is Monday, the 24th. I had planned on coming on tomorrow, but came on tonight instead because, again, we've had some family things come up and we've had to rearrange our schedule. So I don't perceive that we'll be on here tomorrow. That's why we came on tonight. So we'll probably take off tomorrow, but we will resume broadcasting on Tuesday and we'll have another message. Either equipping, encouraging, prophetic viewpoint, whatever the case may be. But until then, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. And may his countenance be upon you. God bless you guys. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.